accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We experience promises when we become part of the reality. That makes sense to you? In our standing, the word says, my God supplies my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Is that right? That's your standing. That's a promise that God has given to you. But that may not necessarily be right now your experience because you have need. But now it becomes your experience. Or you experience that promise when it becomes part of your reality. Now, how do we get it to become part of our reality? I want to show you something here that struck me the other day that I never thought about it this way. You know, we do a lot of things, and they're not wrong, they're good, but we feel like through these things we are fellowshipping with God. But it's not really fellowship. You know, when we pray, that's not fellowshipping. When we sing, that's not fellowshipping with God. Hi. When we do all these things, it's not fellowship. Because it's aimed toward God. So when you're fellowshipping with someone, you are sharing something. You are sharing something. You know, it's one thing when you are aiming towards someone. And prayer, and all these things are good, and all these things are necessary, all these things are what we should do, and it is what we do, and it has its significance. But fellowshipping means that you are sharing a life. See, God's reality is in his promises. And in order for us to experience his promises, we must learn to fellowship. That's why I think about it a minute. That's why you pray a lot, but sometimes the results of your prayer are minimal. But you've prayed, and God heard your prayer. But a lot of answers aren't coming through prayer. They're coming through fellowship. Because, see, sometimes, even our prayers are antiquated or outdated. We're praying stuff that God's already done. See, God's already given us a life, but we're still praying for that life. God says, no, I want you to come into fellowship with me. See, this is based upon the finished work. Finished. This is where our thinking has to change. See, fellowship, let me say it this way. A strong necessity to fellowshipping is meditation. How often and how much do you really think deeply about what God has promised you until you see it? Until you can actually enter into the reality of it in your heart ever before you see it out there. Hello? You see, when we actually fellowship with God, we are sharing in a life, in an inheritance that he's already gotten for us. So when we say, my God shall supply my every need, that's a promise, and a reality is in that promise. But I've got to take and spend time meditating on that until that thing becomes a part of my heart, because the reality of that is in the promise. So when I see it in my heart, when I can embrace it in my heart, now I'm fellowshipping with the life of Christ. Suddenly it starts to be external. If I've never internalized it, the experiences of it in my environment are very rare, far and few between. And that's what we experience a lot of times. You get a little dab here, and you know, we rejoice and praise God for it, but that's not the life, that's not the limitless life that God promised us. And you know what? It's not God's fault. It's not somebody else's fault. It's just sometimes our limits that we place, or we place our priorities in the wrong places. And again, the traditions of men and the world and legalism and, you know, all this stuff, religion and traditions and all that stuff has, you know, bombarded our mind and twisted stuff rather than just the reality of Christ. How many of God doesn't hold stuff against you? But you'd be amazed if the truth were told, how many saints feel like God is holding something over their head. Like God is angry with them, or God's not going to come through with them, or God is, you know, kind of partial against them for something. God is not like that at all. But we've felt like through, and we believe through different teaching, God is out to get you. If you don't do this just right, if you don't do that just right, it does away with us being able to embrace the finished work. We don't live on that side of Calvary. We live on this side of Calvary. We live and share the inheritance with the Christ on this side, not that side. That's the problem. That's the issue. That's the challenge that we face. Now, again, we experience the Lord's promises. In his promises is his reality. The reality of God, what God has promised you, what God has said to you, the reality of him is in his promise. Not short of his promise. God is not short of his promise. He's nothing less than what he's promised. We experience his promises when they become a part of our reality. Remember, reality is a result of consent, constant use, and compromise. And so our experiences over life, you know, we store those things up. And if we consistently compromise and constantly think on them and gather all that evidence, when it comes to a promise of God, the reality is going to be what we give consent to, what we compromise with, and what we constantly use. So what type of evidence do you have when it comes to the promise of God? All right. When we accept God's view or his word as our view, it becomes our primary awareness. When that begins to happen, we begin to immerse ourselves in his reality. You have to understand, it has to become reality in your heart. The promises must be embraced in your heart before they manifest in the environment. See, the kingdom has come already. The kingdom is waiting to burst out of you into your domain, so that no matter what the world is looking like, no matter what the limitations are in the world, no matter what the world is saying you can't do or what can't happen, the kingdom of God has something else to say about that. The kingdom of God in you, not waiting on something out there to happen first, but allowing it to become reality in you, embracing the promise in you. That's where the fight of faith comes in, because all of this stuff bombards our senses. And what comes in through our senses try to become our reality. I'm not talking about a fact. Fact is a fact. That don't have to be reality. Do you understand what I mean? It's a fact. But the reality is that by his stripes you're healed. Now what you have more evidence on is going to become what manifests. That's where meditation, again, that's where meditation comes in. Think, how deeply do you think about the promises God has spoken or given you? You know, we all believe in God, but do you believe God? We all believe in God in general. But do you believe right now what you are facing, what you have need of, what giants are standing in your way, what obstacles are in your path, what you lack as far as in your environment? Do you believe God? Do you embrace it in your heart? Do you see it in your heart to the point where the environment's going to have to bow to a greater reality called the kingdom of God? Because that's what you carry. Not only are you in Christ. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. But not only that, you are in him. He is in you, but you are in him. He is in you. But the fact that you are in him simply means that because we are in him, everything he is right now, after the death, burial, and resurrection. Come on, everything he is right now. Everything he possesses right now. Everything he's capable of doing right now. No, not the other side of Calvary. That's what he came to die for. He became sick that we might be healed. The word says he became poor that we might be made rich. He was bruised for our iniquity. There was an exchange of life. Our weakness for his strength. So see, in him, everything that he is right now, we are. How real is that to you today? Everything that he is right now, sitting on the right hand of the Father, we are raised up in the spirit realm and seated with him in that heavenly realm, out of the reach of our enemy. How real is that to you today? How much thought have you given to that? Remember, the measure of thought and study that you give to what you hear shall be the measure that you receive. So if you give it a little bit of thought here and there, you'll receive a little blessing here and there, and you'll rejoice and thank God for it. But there's a limitless life. I believe it's time. Come on, I really believe. I'm not just talking. I believe it's time to enter in. We've talked about it. We've preached about it. We've sung about it. We've prayed about it. You know, we've decreed about it. But I believe now is the time. I really believe it. Now is the time. Something has shifted. Come on, something in the spirit realm. I had someone speak that to me Saturday, just this Saturday. He said that something in the spirit realm has shifted, man of God. I said, you know what? I believe that to be true. I believe that, and that something has to do with the reality of God. He becomes our primary awareness when we accept his view as our own. Now, reality, listen, this is so important because I'm speaking on a cellular level, in a sense, subatomic level, because the reality you experience, whatever it might be at this point, is determined by your perception, how you perceive, the level of how you are perceiving. One can be perceiving the hand of God working, while the other is perceiving, let me say it this way, the devil's busy. It's determined by your perception, the reality of your experience. In other words, what the kingdom of God coming into your experience, your journey, your walk, is determined by your perception.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 29 of Mega Grace, Life Without Limits. This life has moral associations which are inseparable from Jesus. The more of God there is in you, the more he manifests in your character. The more he deals with you morally, the higher you go. It is important to carry an abiding awareness of Christ in you. When you carry it, you're mindful of how you speak, what you look at, and what you do. Live a victorious life, which promotes a life without limits.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.